This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Rahul Chatterjee. Union Ministry of Cooperation has decided to computerize and empower the registrars of cooperative societies of all the states and union territories and 1,851 agriculture and rural development banks. On the lines of computerization scheme of all primary agriculture credit societies, a centrally sponsored scheme has been approved for computerization of the agriculture and rural development banks operating in 13 states. It will be done through a national unified software and computerization of offices of registrar of cooperatives of all states and union territories. In flash flood hit Sikkim, the death toll rose to 32, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 122 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim triggered a flash flood in the Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A report received from Indo-Tibetan Border Police stated that 56 civilians were rescued at Chungthang via a zip line made by IDPP on the 7th of October. Out of the 56 civilians rescued, there were 52 males and 4 females. Shelter, boarding and lodging were provided by the 11th Battalion of ITBP. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people have been rescued. Assam government yesterday distributed financial benefits to surrendered cadres of various Adivasi insurgent outfits. The Armed Forces Special Powers Act is now confined to just four districts of Upper Assam. The act would be repealed altogether from Assam in days to come, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said while attending the ceremonial distribution of financial grants to 1,181 former cadres of 5 Adivasi militant organizations which had signed a tripartite peace agreement with the center and the government of Assam at the Srimanta Sankardev Kalakhetra International Auditorium. The Eastern Air Command yesterday celebrated the 91st Indian Air Force Day at its headquarters here in Meghalaya, pledging to serve the nation with patriotism and professionalism following all tenets of military ethos on the occasion of Air Force Day. All the units under Eastern Air Command celebrated the 91st anniversary of the IAF with a variety of formal and social events. Recalling the supreme sacrifice made by Indian Air Force personnel in the line of duty, Air Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Eastern Air Command, Air Marshal S.B. Dharkar, paid tributes by laying a wreath at the War Memorial at headquarters of EAC in Upper Shillong in Meghalaya's capital. Dharkar also exhorted them to continue working towards taking Indian Air Force and the nation to greater heights and glory. Indian Air Force, which made its humble beginning on the 8th of October 1932 with 6 Indian Hawaii Sepoys, has grown today to become one of the most potent air forces across the globe. Amid the escalating tensions between Israel and Palestine, 27 citizens from Meghalaya who were stranded in Bethlehem have safely crossed the border into Egypt, Chief Minister Conrad Sangma said yesterday. The 27 citizens, including lone Rajya Sabha member from Meghalaya, W.R. Karluki, and his wife and daughter. Disclosing this, the Chief Minister Sangma posted on X that, as per the latest information and through the efforts of the Ministry of External Affairs and Indian Mission, the 27 citizens from Meghalaya who were stuck in the war conflict zone of Israel and Palestine have safely crossed the border into Egypt. The 28 citizens from Meghalaya were on a holy pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And 4 members of the same family lost their lives after they were buried deep under heaps of earth which collapsed from a hillock beside their home while they were still sleeping on Sunday morning in Pinthar Langtin in West Jayanta Hills district. The incident occurred due to incessant rain for the past few days in West Jayanta Hills district. The local residents, on learning about the incident, rushed to the spot to clear the debris with hope to rescue the family members, but their sincere efforts, unfortunately, was in vain. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.